Good morning. Today is the 26th day of the Omer. If you haven't had a chance to count us yet, please do so during daylight hours. A friendly reminder, today is also Erev Shabbos, and candle lighting time is 7:26, which makes Minchan throughout the system at 7:35. It is also an opportunity to remind you that the plag today is at 6:20, so you can't light candles before 6:20. Mincha 6:05 and 7:35 p.m. Learning in the Shul this week is sponsored by Mrs. Sacknovitz in memory of her brother, by the Burke family in memory of Dr. Burke's grandparents, and of course Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Lili Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Parah. We are in the second parak, Mishnah Hey. We have been talking about this Parah Aduma and what makes it a kosher Parah, what makes it not okay, and we know that we're told that if it's not red, it's not a Parah Aduma. What if it had two black or white hairs inside one pore? So the halacha is psula; it's no longer good as a para aduma. Para Reb Yehuda Omer, afilu b'soch kos echad, even if it's in one kos. Now the truth is, the word kos and is the same word as the word guma. It means a pore. So in truth, Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing with the Tanna Kamma. He's just using the word that he learned from his Rebbe. And so therefore, two white hairs in the same pore will pass a para adum. However, if they were in two separate pores aligned with one another, still psula, it's still going to be possible. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that what? That afilu arba, afilu chamesh vein mefuzaros yitlosh. Rabbi Akiva says if there are four or five and they're scattered, he can pull them out. In other words, technically four or five scattered non-red hairs don't passel the para aduma. Ideally, it should be pulled out so that it should give a look as though it is completely and totally red. Right, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Afil Chamishmi. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Listen, what's the big deal? If it can be pulled out and it's scattered, it could be even as many as 50, and in other words, a larger number." Rabbi Yeshua ben Bezerra Omer, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Bezerra says, "Afilu achas berosha veachas biznava. Even if you have two non-red hairs growing on opposite ends of the cow, it's no good." Right? It's psula, it's no good. As opposed to the Tanna Kamma, who says that if they are growing from one pore or two pores that are adjacent to one another. We follow the Tanna Kamma, not this opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Bezerra. Now, why you bashnei saros ikar mashke v'roshon ma'adim? What happens if you have two hairs? And each of the hairs is either black at the roots or black and red at the tip, or ikar and madim v'rosha mashkir, or it's red at the root and black at the tip. Hakol holeich achar nir. We follow the part that's able to be seen. Divrei Meir. V'chacham omer machar ikar. The chacham said, "What are you talking about? The main color is the color coming out of the pore, and so therefore that is the way you should assume." So if at the root the cow is red, so then the cow is still able to be a paraduma. If not, then not. Of course, if it's red at the root and black at the tip, so what you should do is cut off the non-red tip. And if that's the case, the cow would be okay. And this is the way that the Rambam paskins in Pirush HaMishnayos. That is the end of the second parak. Today, we also start the third parak with a Mishnah that those who are studying the Daf Yomi, which is currently learning Masechta Yuma, learned very well this week in context of the Gemara. The individual who was going to go ahead and burn the ash of the Parah Aduma and perform the Parah Aduma services, he too needs to be pure. And so therefore the Mishnah tells us, Shivas Yamim Kodum L'Sreifas HaParah Mafrishin Kohen HaSoreifas HaParah Mibeso L'Lishka Sha'al Pnei Abira. 7 days before you burn the Parah, which by the way is not a set time on the calendar. It gets to be determined by the Kohanic group. So 7 days prior to the burning, they would take the Kohen who was going to go ahead and burn the Parah Aduma from his house and put him in a special home, a special chamber that is on in front of the Bira, which was Tzafona Mizracha. It was in the northeast corner of the Beis HaMikdash, and it was Beis Evan Haisa Nikres. It was called the Beis Evan, the stone house. Umazan alav kol shivas hayamim, and mikol chatos shahayusham, and they would do hazar every single day. All 7 days, he would get Parah Aduma water sprinkled on him from all the different Parah Adumas that were there from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until then. Why? Because they would save a little bit each and every time, right? And so one day they would use from the Parah Aduma from Moshe Rabbeinu's time, one day from the next Parah Aduma, one day from the next Parah Aduma. They would do it constantly over and over and over again. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo hayu masan alav ela b'shlishu b'shvi'i b'ovad. Rabbi Yossi said, I understand. Why would you do ha'azah each and every day? You should just do it on the third and the seventh. But Rabbi Chanina skana kohanim omer. Rabbi Chanina, the skana kohanim, the assistant kohen gadol, the deputy kohen gadol, what would he do? He would turn around and he said, "Ala kohen asori v'sapara mazin kol sheva sayamim." For the kohen who was going to go ahead and burn the para, we would do it all 7 days. Now, all 7 days, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, is not literally all 7 days, because one of those seven is going to be a Shabbos, and we don't do hazah, we don't do the sprinkling of para aduma water on Shabbos. Right? So we always aligned, it says the Gemara, in explaining Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim's position, we always aligned that day to be the fourth day of the seventh, so that this way it would certainly cover both gaps. The gap of the fact that, technically speaking, the fourth day didn't need to have Hazah, and the fact that that day would always work out to be on Shabbos, so that when we don't do Hazah. But when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, where Yom Kippur is set by a calendar, and that calendar doesn't always work out that the fourth day is going to be Shabbos, they would only go ahead and do the Parah Aduma service, the sprinkling, on the third and the seventh day. We didn't set that standard with the Kohen Gadol, and so therefore, the Kohen Gadol would not be sprinkled every single day. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. And everyone have a wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos.